blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I am for Jesus, in Him lies my hope. Have you been cleansed and whole? Are you washed in His blood? Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.
Of Jesus Christ, repent and believe. Hello to all our listeners around the world. May God Almighty bless you. Today, we are starting a new series called The Commandment of Jesus Christ. We are going to explore the command to repent and believe. This is the first command Jesus Christ gave us. Our Lord Jesus Christ came to this world for so many reasons. Few of them are as follows. He came to do the will of the Father who sent him. John chapter 6, verse 38. He came to save sinners, all sinners. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. He came to bring the light to the dark world. John 12, verse 46. To bear witness to the truth. John 18. 37. He came to destroy the devil and his work. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. He came to give eternal life to all those that believe, follow, and obey him. John 6, 51. To preach the gospel. Luke 4, 18 to 19. He came to call sinners to repentance. Mark chapter 2, verse 17. According to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verse 15, Jesus' first statement in his ministry was to call everyone to repent and believe. Since one of his mission is to save sinners, he wanted people to know what entering the kingdom of God was like. They could not enter the kingdom going the same way they have been going. They had to change their direction. They have to experience, before they can experience the kingdom of God, they have to change their direction. He said, quote, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Mark chapter 1, verse 15. For any of us to enter into the kingdom of God, Jesus Christ is categorically asking us to repent from all our sins and believe in Him. These two things are essential steps on our way to eternity with God the Father. Repent and believe are the first set of commands Jesus gave us as His followers. The first demand He made on us was the demand to repent. Repentance is a mandatory action for all of us to take. In Mark chapter 6, verse 12, when He sent out the 12 disciples on their first missionary journey through the country, towns, villages, and community, they preached repentance. Repentance was the first word in the preaching instruction Jesus gave to His disciples after His resurrection. Luke 24, 46 to 47. Repentance was the prominent word in the first sermon preached by Apostle Peter in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 38. And also Apostle Paul in the Acts 26, chapter 26, verse 19 to 20. Jesus Christ expects all of us to repent, no matter who we are, the rich, the poor, the privileged, the underclass, all people, regardless of your nationality, religion, or social status. We are to live our selfish and sinful ways and produce results in our daily lives that will prove our repentance. If you are counting on entering the kingdom of God, repentance is not emotional, but action. Regretting sins committed is emotional, but to count it as repentance, you must take action to turn around and sin no more. Repentance is completely turning around from sinful ways and resolve not to commit those sins anymore. Repentance is the starting point in our relationship with God. Without repentance, there's no forgiveness of sin. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Without repentance, you cannot be born again. It is only after repentance and turning to God that you can be born again, because you are now a new person that hates sins. You are now a new person that loves Jesus. You hate what Jesus hate, and you love what Jesus loved. It was no accident that our Lord Jesus Christ make repentance and believe the priority. It should be the priority of our life. Repentance is a profound realization of our sins and resulting sorrows that lead us to change our thoughts and our action. The next command the Lord gave is to believe. As said before in Mark chapter 1, verse 15, Jesus wants us to repent and believe in the gospel. This statement was further clarified in the book of John chapter 3, verse 16, that says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." Believe in him. Believe means accepting that something is true and genuine. That is what believe means. Unfortunately, many today fail to understand what it means to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. There are many shouting of, "I believe in Jesus." It filled the airways, it filled in our song, even in our lips. But the resultant product, which is obedience, is absent in many lives, in many households, in many communities, and even in many believers' lives. If we believe in Jesus Christ by mouth only and in words only, we are in deep trouble. Satan also believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. The book of James, chapter 2, verse 19, make us understand that Satan believes and terrified with fear. Satan and his many millions fully believe that Jesus is the Son of God. They believe that Jesus died for the sins of the world. Oh, yes. They believe that he rose again from the dead. In fact, they believe all these facts about Jesus more than we do, because they were eyewitnesses to those events. But no one expect to see Satan and his demons in heaven because they believe in the mere fact about Jesus. Satan belief does not and cannot produce obedience. So obedience is missing in the Satan's belief. So our saving belief in Jesus Christ should be evident by our obedience to the Word of God. Allow me to share some life application on repentance and belief with you today. Are you ready? Number one, believing in the Lord means Jesus Christ is your master. You are to worship, follow, and obey all his commandments. Number two, the grace of God does not lances us to continue swimming in sins and wickedness. No, it doesn't. Number three, genuine saving beliefs cannot exist without repentance and obedience to the words of God. Number four, a repentant sinner pleads guilty to all charges, trusting Jesus to advocate and secure forgiveness. Number five, repent and believe is the starting point in our relationship with God. Number six, repentance is turning from the false promises of sin or the false promises of pleasure and aim our life toward Jesus Christ. I pray to God Almighty for grace and realization that our sins are the thorns that crown our Savior's head, and that our sins and the spear that pierces the Lord's side and lead us to sustainable repentance. Amen. I want to thank you for listening to this message. This message is now available in so many languages. It's available now in Spanish and French and Mandarin. That is Chinese language. So you can contact us and email us. We will send you the language that you understand better. Next week, we will explore another commandment of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening to this message. Please share this message with everyone you know. Just let us know which language you want. By doing so, you are proclaiming the redemptive gospel of Christ. We want everybody around the world to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like us on our Facebook page for daily inspiration, words of God. I am Dr. Gabriel Oluwakotunde of Faith Wallet Ministry. See next week. Please stay blessed.
Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay, he's calling on you. Now is the time, don't delay, he's calling on you. You have been listening to Faith Hour, brought to you by Faith Wallet Ministries, headquartered in San Antonio, Texas, USA. Our messages are designed for you to come closer to God. Let repentance be your daily song. You can listen to all our messages on our website, faithwallet.org, YouTube, Facebook, and many audio streaming apps like Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. You can send your email to faithwallet55@gmail.com. If you want to receive daily words of encouragement in your personal mailbox, send your WhatsApp number to 210
210-868-9701. Again, the number is 210-868-9071. May the Lord bless you and give you the grace to abide by His will. Amen. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.